there were people outside the polls and everything that would, you know, kind of come up and they would, you know, run up and talk to you. One of the interesting things was, and, you know, for everyone who was, like, in, you know, involved in it, a lot of people go, you know, when this vote happened, it was all about the fracking ban. What's funny is, you know, I follow, you know, because I'm involved in politics, I follow elections and turnout and things like that. 2014 was an off year, right? We had a gubernatorial election that year. Wendy Davis was going up against Greg Abbott. Mm-hmm. So there was that. You know, and that was a huge landslide for Abbott. But, you know, overall in Denton County, the turnout that year was like 35%, right? Which is pretty low. And that's about standard for an off year. But if you look at the city of Denton itself, the turnout was huge. You know, there was there's a lot of precincts. My precincts turned out something like 45%. You know, there were others, you know, that was in the 40s, almost 50%. And in Southwest Denton, where there's, you know, where a lot of people were heavily invested in the fact that they wanted Wells there, the turnout there was like 60%, which is huge, right? But the funny thing was, when I would talk to people about, hey, are you voting, are you voting, are you voting? You know, people go, yeah, I'm going to vote for the fracking ban. I'm like, okay, well, you know, but one of the things that's always forgotten is that on that same bill, on that same ballot, was the proposition to allow liquor sales in Denton. So, you know, you would have people going, oh, yeah, I'm going to go vote for this. And then you'd also have to go, hey, okay, but the fracking ban is on here too. Oh, yeah. You know, and you look at it, it's like, okay, well, there was a 75% yay vote, you know, for liquor sales, you know, and the fracking, you know, ban. It was like 60-40. I think like 14,000 people voted for it. You know, 10,000 voted against it. So, you know, when you went to the polls and everything, you know, people would run out to you and try and tell you this. Yeah, okay. But it wasn't, for me, I always brush people off because I know what I'm going to do when I get there and I don't want to talk to anybody. You know, there were a few people in passing who would kind of talk about it, and they would talk about the fact that it was, that, you know, well, what it's really about is property rights, and what you're arguing is to take away somebody's ability to, you know, develop their property as they see fit. And it's like, okay, no, you know, disagree with you on that. You know, we have a larger responsibility. So there was nothing, I never felt threatened by anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I think as long as you weren't out near a pad site, they just wanted to, you know, friend up to you and get you to go, no. No, that was it.